During the serious part of the medically useless, deadly, politically targeted lockdowns, a lot of people died because they couldn't access medical care. But this guy got to change himself from a white man into a Korean woman. Now he's getting married.
I don't know whether I'm going to adopt or if I can genetically modify one in a laboratory, but I do want only 100% Korean
Gates
baby.
Ask Bill Gates, he can help you with the lab meat.
Well, I don't think I'd want to do anything with Bill Gates.
he'll grow you something Korean.
It's not a skit. That's real. And this is the 5-Minute Focus for July 26, 2022.
Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is just to look ahead. It's a secret. No one gets to know except the podcast family what we're going to talk about, except we do ask you to hit the share button on your podcast app because maybe other people need to hear this. We shared earlier, Debbie Birx is now saying, oh, yeah, I always knew those shots are not going to help anything.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. And I think we overplayed the vaccines and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization.
Severe disease and hospitalization. One is undefinable. What is severe? The other is not provable. Unbelievable. We don't have a healthcare system. Hour one, we're going to go through and prove the fact that we don't have a healthcare system. Incidentally, who invented hospitals? And why would it be that the people of God are being called to reinvent hospitals? Why would that be? So she says, and that was the official position, it prevents severe disease, which is, as I say, a completely subjective notion. Now they've invented a brand new phrase, also completely subjective. Means whatever they want it to mean.
It is crucial for people to get a booster to stay up to date. Most deaths are happening in people who are not up to date.
Not up to date. They can change that whenever they want. And the fact is, most deaths are happening in people who have been injected. And then we get this.
We do have seen now two cases that have occurred in children. Both of those children are traced back to individuals who come from the men who have sex with men community, the gay men community. And so when we have seen.
Right now, they'll say it. When this started, they wouldn't say it. That brings to memory something. Remember when Fauci said early on during COVID, well, if I was a young person, I would probably go on a cruise to Italy right now because the tickets would probably be very affordable because Italy had shut down. And then he came back and said, look, this is the Walking Dead. If you even look at someone with COVID, you'll get it. Fascinating pattern, don't you know? Because now we get to talk about the monkeypox vaccines because the WHO has declared an emergency. So now they can talk about this. Hour two. Apathy is a great friend of the party. Apathy puts people like Kamala Harris into her position.
And, you know, listen, women are getting pregnant every day in America, and this is a real issue, and we need to act with a sense of haste.
Women are getting pregnant every day, and that's a real issue. Not just in America, Kamala, but elsewhere. Why is apathy such a powerful thing? And the more I think about it, apathy may have begun organically, but you don't think the party is pushing apathy? I know Antifa is plenty happy to wind people down so they won't even bother calling the cops anymore. Because out in Portland, that's what they're doing. It's not just apathy they want. They want people to mentally surrender.
My lawn is now becoming a public bathroom. And it is scary when you have grown men meth raging in your driveway. The last thing I feel safe doing is going out and saying, hey, can you please move so I can go to work?
Because Antifa wants to destroy America, they will confront any government official who tries to help in those circumstances by clearing those neighborhoods out. It creates apathy and surrender. things are so broken, why do anything? Which ends up putting people like Cori Bush in office.
Do you want to see Joe Biden run for a second term?
That's
an easy question. That's not going to take long. Do you want to see Joe Biden?
I don't want to answer that question because we have not. That's not. Yeah, I don't want to answer that.
We have not. What she wanted to say is we have not been told what to say yet, is what Cori Bush wanted to utter right there. Apathy invites people like that. Apathy invites teachers like this. And oh, he gives a soaring speech.
I'm a resident, townie, taxpayer, vaccinated and functioning, graduate of this high school, class of 1999, proud member of the LGBTQIA community.
And I've recently been arrested for showing up somewhere where I thought I was going to be able to carry out my sexual desires on the body of a child, but it turned out wasn't a child. Apathy. Now, connecting the 2 hours is this. It's apathy that has allowed a situation like this to come about. I remember saying it 8-9 years ago. If people can pretend to change their sex, why can't they pretend to change their race? This is the voice of a white man who's now a Korean woman who's getting married. Oh, and they have plans to start a family.
I do want to, I don't know whether I'm going to adopt or if I can genetically modify one in a laboratory, but I do want only 100% Korean
Gates
baby.
Ask Bill Gates, he can help you with the lab meat.
Well, I don't think I'd want to do anything with Bill Gates.
He'll grow you something Korean.
There is another way to look at apathy. It has to do with being lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. And the Lord Jesus said, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth in the book of Revelation. We as Christians are called to be the opposite of apathetic. That's the 5-minute focus. Please do hit the share button in your podcast app. We'll talk to you in the next 2 hours of podcasts. And Lord Jesus, please, I mean it. We'd love to have you come right now, Lord.